Great day, everybody. Omar Muhammad here, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. This is RIDE University, returning citizens inspired to develop entrepreneurial ventures, powered by EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University, funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. If you're trying to get in contact with me, I'm at Morgan State University within the School of Business, Suite 302, or you can shoot me an email. My email address is omar@edacmorgan.com. That's omar@edacmorgan.com. And the email address is the website is edacmorgan.com. So today and over the next 5 episodes of RIDE University, we'll focus on things that you should be doing in the beginning of the year. But you can actually flip this around. In every quarter, you can utilize the 6 items that I will be, tips and strategies that I'll be talking about over the next 6 episodes of RIDE U. So today we're focusing on really charting your entrepreneurial course for the year ahead. And you know, we always give you a nice quote. And today's quote is, "The key is not to play the game perfectly, but to find a game where your ex actually fits their needs." And that's Plato. You know Plato, the Greek philosopher. All right, so let's jump right into it. So here are 3 tips that I have for you. You can screenshot this at your leisure and look at it at your leisure. So we're going to focus on strategic planning and goal setting. You know, having a plan of action, actually not in the beginning of the year, really the 4th quarter of the previous year. So again, as I indicated, you can utilize this concept every quarter to make sure that you're staying on track of your business. So the first one is review and analyze the previous year, and I'm going to use previous quarter. You know, look at those things that work. Look at the accomplishments as indicates here. And then are there some adjustments that you can implement to help you move your business forward? Conduct a market analysis. And now oftentimes people always say, why are you looking at the competition? Competition is different from what you're doing. Yeah, but you can look at your competition to see what they're doing, to see if you can fill the gaps, or if they're doing something that you may want to implement, you should look at that too. You know, people copy off of people's stuff all the time. Isn't there really nothing new under the sun? You know, so look at what your competition is doing. Look at your industry trends. Are you part of an association based off of your industry? So if you are in the real estate industry, if you're in the clothing manufacturing industry, are you in the cutting hair barbering industry? What's happening in your industry? And based off of what's happening in your industry, can you implement those strategies into your particular business? Now, so think about what associations are out there, and good associations will have a conference. They'll have up-to-date information on what industry trends are coming so that you can implement that within your particular business. So conduct that market analysis, looking at your competitors, looking at marketing, looking at industry trends as well. And then thinking about how your customers are shifting, if you will. You know, are your customers the same if you're currently in business, or are your customers different? Meaning, you know, let's use an example. So if you are in the business of landscaping, you know, during the summer, your customers are going to be those individuals who have a house and they need their grass cut. During the winter, they don't need their grass cut, but they may need leaves done. And so looking at your customer and the customer needs will help you with your strategic planning and getting ready for the next quarter or the next year. And then just don't say, I'm going to reach 50 customers without having what I call SMART goals. And you can see what it stands for, SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable. Now on here, it has relevant, but for me, it's resources. What resources does it take for you to accomplish these particular goals? And then time bound. So go back to previous episodes around you, and you'll have an opportunity to look at the workshop that I put together on SMART goals. And really, the SMART goals will keep you really dependent. Let me not use the word dependent. Your SMART goals will help you achieve or lay out the goals that you're planning to achieve for the year, for the quarter, for the month, for the week, and for the year. You all hear me? So that's what your SMART goals is really there to do. You know, it's helping you to stay on point on what activities you're looking to accomplish throughout the year. And as I indicated, you can do SMART goals for the week, SMART goals for the day, SMART goals for the month. You really want to have something that can hold you measure, to hold you accountable, and that you can measure along the way. So those are some three tips to help you with your strategic planning and goal setting for the year. And as you know, at RIDE University, at EDAC and the RIDE Initiative, we always have discovering new pathways. We have an entrepreneurship bootcamp. We do a podcast and on-demand workshops. This is on demand. We have the Breakthrough Podcast, which comes on the last Monday of the month. We also have an Impact Summit in the fall. Well, it's still a summer. It's August. And then we have Room to Grow in office hours. So if you're looking to get started in a business, or if you have a business, you know, shoot us an email and we'll find someone to assist you with your business idea. And we're also on Instagram at Ride Small Biz. And our website, once again, is edacmorgan.com. Until we meet again, continue to improve and progress. Peace, y'all.
This is Bookshop Production.